we continue we're doing the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, but we haven't quite gotten to Al Netilas Yadayim part. We're still in the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddishanu Mitzvoseinu V'tzivanu. Just a quick chazara from last week. We said that it says in the Siddur Avodah, it says Baruch is Rosh Tevis B'kol Rishayin Ve'en Kamayu. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the first of everything, and there's nothing and no one like the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Abu Jaham said that a person has to have kavana by all of the brachas. Every bracha he says he has to have the proper kavana. It says in the Tikkun Zoyar that of course it doesn't mean baruch that we're benching the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam needs us to bench him chas v'shalom. Baruch means that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the source of all bracha. Like when we say Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a rachum, he's a chanun. It doesn't mean we're praising him that he's a rachum, but rather is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the source of rachum. He's the source of chanun. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the source of bracha. And then we discussed the concept of which we're going to continue today. Of we start off a bracha, we say Baruch Atah Hashem. You, we're talking directly to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And then we say, Asher Kiddishanu B'mitzvoseinu, that He made us Kadosh with His mitzvahs. We went into third person. We started off talking directly to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and then we went into third person. We should say, Asher Kiddashtanu, which is the Rebbeinu Shel Kiddashtanu, that you were Mekadosh me. Where did we go that He was Mekadosh us? And we discussed the Shla. The Shla actually says it's Baruch. I don't know if we said this part, but Baruch is the Rosh Tevis. Baruch Reish U'Mekar Kol HaBrachos. Baruch is the Rosh Tevis of that he's the Reish U'Mekar Kol HaBrachos of Baruch Hashem, as we said before. The Tehillas HaMincha said Ata is a reference to the Atzmius of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We're talking to the Etzem of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We have such a connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Kana Kema said the Shef of Ribui. The Chinuch said that it's to be Ma'iras. And now let's go a little bit further. It's a very quick chazar, but when we'll continue today with a lot of the same Mesoides, and hopefully we'll come to a better understanding a little bit about what we're supposed to be thinking when we say Baruch Atah Hashem. The Ibn Ezra says, in Bereishis, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, in Parashas Noyach, Chayavin Anu Lahoisiv Toides L'Shem, Shehu Elokei. We have to add Teirus, thanking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He says that Baruch is a lashon. This is where we find the first time in Teirus says Baruch, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem, and is talking about thanking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Is a Teirus Chaim. A Teirus Chaim, and he discusses the sugya in Parshas Yisroi, where it says that Yisroi, Bayoyme Yisroi, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem Yad Mitzoyim Yad Parei, Asher Hitzel Eschem Mitachet Mitzoyim. Yisroi says Baruch Hashem. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, and that Tzadi Dal Raman Al says, Gnai Hu Le Moshe, V'Shishim Ribui, it's a Gnai to Moshe and the Shishim Ribui of Klal Yisroel, Shlet Amru Baruch, they did not say Baruch, Ad Shebo Yisroi Am Baruch Hashem. He says, what's wrong? Klal Yisroel Parshas B'Shalach, Parashat Klal Yisroel went, and they went and said, we know the Shira. Parashat B'Shalach, this week's Parasha, is a Shira. So the Klal Yisroel said Shira. Well, they didn't say Baruch Hashem. What's Baruch Hashem? So Teirus Chaim says, Baruch Hashem is thanks. Oz Yashir is a Shira. They praised their Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They said about the wonders of their Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the greatness of their Rebbeinu Shel Olam and what their Rebbeinu Shel Olam did. But they didn't say thank you. He said, Baruch Hashem is thank you. And they were missing an integral part, and that's why it was a Gnai to them. It says in the Shailas and Chuvas HaRajba, the Rajba says, he wants to know is, what is this Baruch Atah Hashem? He says like this, Gam kinis oireres amilis baruch v'hafachta oisiyis v'yotu l'chom in cholish tevis. From the word Baruch, you can mix up the letters, and you can come to three different words from the word Baruch. Kol achas remezes le'inyona. And each word is relevant to the meramis to the word Baruch. And what are the three? Reichev, Baruch, Bechar, and Karuch. He says Reichev means riding on top of, on top. Remez a mashkiach a matzah. It's a remez that the Rebbeinu Shalom is mashgiach on the whole world. The Rebbeinu Shalom kaviyachol is on top. The rider is on top of the animal, and he's on top of everything. The Rebbeinu Shalom is kaviyachol on top of everything. He's mashgiach on the whole world. He can save the whole world. Everything is the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'usha amar Yisrael baruch Hashem asher hitzil aschem. U'bechor, the word bechor, remez l'mamshala v'hagadula alachor. It's a remez to the moshel. The Rebbeinu Shalom rules the world and the gedula of everything. V'amar ati dati ki gadol Hashem. Va'akarayv, Rem is a seichel shiroi l'davipoy. The seichel, whatever this means, this is a little bit, this concept of seichel, he says that the kaviyachal the Rebbeinu Shalom has, that we have to be medab, we have to attach ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Whoever we get kisser oil is lachem. Kol ze enyin toiv mitzar atzmai. El sheva baruch ati yesh enyin panimi yoyse bi yoyse mizar. But more than all these three words that he has, that they attack from Ramesh to the Rebbeinu Shalom, there's something even deeper. Ukishamara da milas baruch. Behold, Hashem is blessed. It's not to the Rebbeinu Shalom, but it's the kavanas of the person. The Rebbeinu Shalom is megala his greatness and his roimus to all the nations. Because of his gadalti, his gadashti, and the adi le'enei rabbim. Because of Yodu Kol Amiyaris, Ki Atalekim Lebadecha, Vushamay Moshe Lepara, Lamanteda, Ki Inka Hashem Lekim, Lamanteda, Ki Yad Hashem Aretz. That anyone will know that the Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world. V'chein inyin ha-bracha, Shakol Yivachu, V'yadu, Lai Meshu Mavarach, Ki Me'idei Kol Ha-brachas, from the Rebbeinu Shalom runs all the brachas. This week, Parshas B'Shalach, and we finished all the makas, 10 makas, and the Rebbeinu Shalom made Yitzias Mitzrayim by the Kriyas Yamsuf. The whole world knew the Rebbeinu Shalom. The whole world. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Shalat, he's the Shlita on the entire world of everything, and everything is from him. And the person has to bench the Rebbeinu Shalom for the raw, the same way he benches them for the good. Why? Because everything is good. That's what the Rashi says. Rabbeinu Bachya, Arshe Sekev, he says, V'hine, kashe anu mevorachim l'kodesh baruch hu yesh b'zeh tesefes ruach hektesh, u'b'chaseinu hisiba shesh baruch hu kol b'yosef mimenu. V'omu oyche kodesh baruch hu mis'avol tfilos n'shol tzadikim. V'ilu hoyse ha'brochim v'atfila kim hoido levad lo mis'al tfilos n'shol tzadikim ha'otin yurisim isha am rab maloi b'rov am hajus melech avaloshim v'rachta inyin tesefes ribu. The word v'rachta, when we say baruch, is a loshin of tesefes and ribu, more to get more. V'loshin brecha ha'nevas min ha'makor. A brecha, like you have a big swimming pool, you have a big source of good. The brecha is up in Shemayim, where the Rebbeinu Shalom is. And it continues to come. It's tesefes ribuy. V'lokoch on the maskim and feels it's barech, but it's reimah. V'chein b'loshin ha'kadish, it's barech, it's barech, it's barech, it's barech, oid m'loshin brecha kriya. Another pshat, it comes from brecha kriya. Bowing down brecha is knees. Baruch comes from brecha of knees, that a person is bowing down to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Misha kol berach, berach kairoloi. Every knee is bowing down to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Rabbeinu Bachya is saying, really, in essence, the same he says in Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Beis, Perik Beis, that he talks about over here. V'inyin ki milas baruch eni loshem tila b'shevach k'moshe shum b'yavah. He says, no! Baruch does not mean tihila, praise for the Rebbeinu Shalom. No. So Kishamal Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmael Bnei Baruchani, Lema Shem Shalai, okay, it goes, Avala Emes, Ki Baruch Peirushai, Loshim Tesefes Riboy, like we just said from the Ben Havachim. Uki Inyan Kachno Es Birchasi Uveyach Es Lachmacha, Ubezoyer Om Bekam Ukaim Es La'am Shecha Birchon. It means is to be, that we're trying to bring more Baruch into this world. It's a Tesefes and a Riboy. More Baruch into this world. He says, Ayin Shem Baruch, Ayin Gatsu Be'ezchayim, Shagdish, Ma'adad Hashem, Soit Baruch, Kol Mine Riboyim. Omnan, inyan ha-brocha la-izbaruch shemoi, ina kavan al-atzmas oden yochid baruch u-kiriyachol. Chalila, chalila, kimren ma-kol brocha. We're not benching the Rebbeinu Shalom. Chas v'shalom is such a thing. The Rebbeinu Shalom is beyond all brochas. You can't give him a brocha. There's no end to the Baruch Hu. Sasim he calls Stephen. The Ein Lecha Noisei Chashal B'Shum Shem Klal. I feel B'Shem Avay Baruch Hu. I feel B'Kutzah Shem Yud Debei. The Af Gam Asher B'Zoy Hakadosh Mechanei Is Baruch Shem B'Shem Ein Soif. There's no end. And in a Kino Yalav Is Baruch Shem Eila Kavana Alasov Gasei Noisei Mitzad Koyches Hanishpom Meitei Habes Chabrusei B'Tzoni Elah Olamis. L'Zoy Is Kino Ein Soif V'Lo Ein Veishes. There's no one before the Baruch Hu. He answers that Musa Yerushma Ein Loy Loy Seif Al Reishis. There's no end and there's no beginning. Rak Misad Sigasenu Kei Chosu Yid Baruch Hu. Kol Hasa Gasenu Hu Rak Reishis. Al Ein Seif Lag Yer Asag La Hasa Gasenu Kei Chosu. There's no end to the goodness the Baruch Hu gives is no end. Masha Musa Gei Lani Tzaz. He says he's explaining like this. Nefesh HaChayin is saying this Yisoy. And the Ben Rabach is saying this Yisoy is. We need to get a connection to the Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu, someone asked me a week ago, the Baruch Shalom needs our mitzvahs. The Baruch Shalom needs our brachas. What's pshat? This is what he wants. Chas v'shalom to say such a thing. Chas v'shalom. Baruch Shalom doesn't need anything from us. The pshat is the Baruch Shalom created a world that he wants to bring shefa to the world. He wants to bring good to the world, the Baruch Shalom. The way to get it is by us saying baruch. When we're mevarech, when we say baruch atah Hashem, what happens is that we're sort of opening up the floodgates in Shemayim that bracha should come down. The bracha is there, the bracha is waiting, and the floodgates open up by saying baruch. Mm-hmm. So the pshat is baruch atah Hashem. When we say baruch atah Hashem, the pshat is that it's a tesefes and a ribu. I'm not blessing the Baruch Shalom. I'm not thanking the Baruch Shalom. It's a way of if I acknowledge and say baruch atah Hashem, it's acknowledging where it comes from, and that's what opens the floodgates so there could be more bracha in the world. So that's the yisrael when we say baruch atah Hashem of where it's coming from and where it's going to. That's the yisrael. Very important to understand. It says in the Harik of Dover, he says in Parashas Chayisar, it says like this. It's not a Lashon Hodah. Again, we said others say it is a Lashon Hodah of thanking the Baruch Hu. He says, no, it's not. Lashon Tosefes Hashpol L'Mayla. Kedai B'Metzidak Tezvav D'Akadosh Tor, the Hektish Ton Bracha. Miniksev Reaktos Shem Lekecha. V'kach Yisad Malchay Shulchan Aruch Yisbarach. The Birchas Ha'odim Poyel L'Mayla. V'kashar Mavur L'El. So the yisayit is that by us making a bracha and saying baruch atah Hashem, that's what gives the Baruch Hashem created the world, that by us saying baruch atah Hashem, that's what enables that the Baruch Hashem to bring positive hashpahs into this world so we can have hanah from it. And that's the whole yisayit of the baruch atah Hashem. It says in Adaras and Leo, Parashas Lech Lecha, he says like this, he has a very simple question. It says in the Pasuk, Kapitel Yudal Pasuk Yutes Chaf Ayivarchei Uvayoyim Baruch Avrom Lekel Elyon Koyin Yishmayim Baritz Uvarach Kel Elyon. It says in the Pasuk Shem Malki Tzedek, it said Baruch Avrom Baruch, the same word Baruch, and then he said also Baruch Kel Elyon. So he says like this. He says in the Baruch Amru, it says in the Mar Nedarim Daf Lamed Beis Sheichicho Avrom Avinu Olav Hashalom Malki Tzedek Va'amaloi. How could you say Baruch to Avram before you say Baruch to his master, the Baruch Shalom? First he said Baruch Avram, then he said the Baruch Kel Elyon. First there was the incorrect order passage. He should have first said Baruch the Kel Elyon, and then Baruch Avram the Kel Elyon. What, it doesn't make sense, he said Avram first. So he says like this. Gam Amru Kulazeg Nenash Malki Tzedek Shuv Hashem. Malki Tzedek said a shame and he got punished for it. He lost the kahuna because of this. He was a kohen Malki Tzedek, but his children were not kehanim because of this. What's Takab Shach? Malki Tzedek was shame, and we're saying is he was a gadol. He wasn't a samozay. But there's a famous thing with the Nebuchadnezzar. The Nebuchadnezzar ran 3 steps because his uncle wrote up a shtar, and he told him to Chizkiah, and he said, Baruch to Chizkiah, Baruch to the land, Baruch to his God. And the Nebuchadnezzar says, you can't write, you have to first write to his God. And he ran, it says, 3 psias, he ran 3 psias, and because of that, he got to rule the world, Nebuchadnezzar, because he realized that. So we understand Nebuchadnezzar's uncle didn't know, but Malki Tzedek didn't know. At first he's blessing Avraham Avinu, what's up? V'yitei v'darsha fiu t'nei shavai yitei boi. Says even the t'nei shavai shavan, the little kids know that you're not gonna say first to the, first you say it to the master. Forget understanding Avram Avinu to the Rebbeinu Shalom, but any master to an Eved, and of course everyone understands Avram was an Eved Hashem. He wasn't chasid shalom. Malki Tzedek didn't mean to say is baruch, the word baruch gevenched should be Avraham Avinu and then gevenched in Bereshit. No. There's a difference between bracha that came to Avraham Avinu and bracha that came to someone else. Why? If the Baruch Hu sends bracha to Avraham Avinu, a pu'ula teiva is going to come out. That watch. Avraham yivarech laKadosh Baruch Hu v'yoyda leil kol teiva v'abracha neshanasim loy. Because Avraham Avinu is going to be moida, is going to thank the Baruch Hu and for everything that he got, he's going to create more bracha in the world. Gamma Oilam, I don't know if he's saying this proper, but we understand what we're saying is in the Nefesh HaChaim and the Hachadavah, the Pshat is that that's creating a Tosefes Ribu in the world. By Avraham Avinu getting benched, he's gonna say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem, and him saying Baruch, he's gonna create a Tosefes Ribu, he's gonna create more Hashpah of good in this world. Gamma Oilam Echad, Rabbi of Echad Hashem, Ey, Baruch Vidla Kadish Baruchu, Ki Akol Yoidim Shah Baruch, Baruch Kadish Baruchu. But Yitwa Tevi Baruchim Yadaki Rasay. Me'achashu Asim, Baruchim Shabayach. So Avraham Avinu understands that any bracha that he had, Avraham Avinu was a rich person, he had kids, whatever Avraham Avinu had, it was all he recognized as from the Baruch Shalom. It wasn't Oitzi Yukayichem Yadi. And therefore, he's going to create more bracha in the world. Avraham HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishal HaBracha L'Zulas Avraham. Anyone else besides Avraham. And Yaitzim Yukayach Zeh Hashi Yivarach Oitzi Yadam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not going to thank the Baruch Shalom. Ki Yaitzi Yadam Vada Yekof V'Toybe V'Lo Yodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishal HaKadosh. This is in the times of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's job was, he was the ultimate Kiruv worker, to bring everyone in the world to an acknowledgement, to realize that Baruch Shalom is the Adon HaKadosh. Until then, they didn't realize. He said, Malki Tzedek was saying is that Avraham Avinu is the one that brings source of bracha to the world. The other people would either think that I did a good job, or they'll say that I deserved it, but not the Baruch Shalom. They were kofer. They even came in a rosh yadavka Avraham yivarech v'oisi hador. V'chol ha-brachos yiyu eilof min ha-tamsis yizunu sh'ar ha-goyim al-deo sh'an ha-kadosh baruch l'avram yivichu b'chol kol mishpachos ha-doma v'zeh kmash Malki Tzedek. This is the Kavan of Malki Tzedek. V'yayim ha-hinei min ha-royu sh'iyya baruch ha-avram dafka l'keil elyon. It says baruch ha-avram, he said the word baruch ha-avram l'keil elyon. What is he saying? V'lo yiz baruch shum adam zlosim min ha-imus yan ki al yidei zeh sh'iz baruch ha-avram hinei meil baruch keil elyon. Malki Tzedek wasn't saying Baruch Avram first and then saying Baruch Hashem. Fuck it. He was saying is Baruch Avram L'Kel Elyon. You know how Rebbeinu Shalom is going to be Baruch in this world? Is if Avram Avinu gets Bracha. That's the only way it's going to happen. If Avram Avinu gets Bracha, then it's going to be Mashpia, more people, and there's going to be more Bracha in the world because he's going to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's going to cause more Bracha. He wasn't thinking, he wasn't giving a bracha. So he didn't have to say, oh, I have to give the Baruch Shalom first. He was saying a point. He was just giving Avram a compliment. He wasn't saying, Baruch to Avram Baruch Hashem. Avraham Avinu is the only person in the world who is going to write to get bracha because through him he's going to thank the Baruch Shalom. He says, "Well, my said though he made a mistake because it sounded like he was saying bracha." In other words, he's saying Malki Tzedek Chas Shalom didn't mean to bench Avraham before Baruch Shalom, but rather he meant that Avraham Avinu is how the Ashpa Tov is going to come into the world because Avraham Avinu is going to thank the Baruch Shalom. But he said, nonetheless, he did get punished for it, and he lost the Kunataka because it sounded like. Bottom line is, and the way he said it, sometimes when you have the G'daylam, the Hashem was a tzaddik, and the bottom line is it came out in the wrong way, and he said, Baruch Avram, and then Baruch Hashem, so Lamaisa, he gets punished for that. Recently, I was in a shiur from Rosh Hashanah of Meishlita, and he was giving it, was a shiur in Ruach Chaim, and he said it's kedai to look into a sefer called the Beis HaLikim from the Mabit. So I went out and I bought the Beis HaLikim and I found beautiful on what we're talking about in the sugya over here. He says like this. V'tam ha'yitikin ha'bracha b'loshin noichach v'nista. Why does it start off like we said? We start off Baruch Ato Hashem directly to the Baruch Shalom, Gebench, or Baruch, whatever the word Baruch means. Now we're saying Ato you Hashem, and there's Asher Kedishanu. We went to third person. Why did we start off with Noichach and then we went to Benista? They call Noichach means we're talking directly to the Baruch Shalom, and Benista means that we're not talking directly. Baruch Ato Hashem Benoichach. Kosev Raj Bezal. So he's close to Raj Bezal, and Asher Kedishanu says it was Benista. Kosev Raj Bezal. He says like this: Kol bracha she'ein bo yaskaris Hashem ain't a bracha. If it doesn't have the yaskaris Hashem, you say if you don't, then it's not a bracha. Beichnam kol bracha she'ein bo malchus kitam hayoyis nusach habrachas kimedaber leniglev nister huldav Hashem bracha mechuyev amitzias v'she'ein amitas bracha museges ki im laatz melevad hu amitzias nigla. There's a part of the Ribbono Shel'Olam that we see. We're able to see what the Ribbono Shel'Olam created this world, and a lot of things the Ribbono Shel'Olam does, we're able to see with our eyes. That's the nigla part, and we say Baruch Atah Hashem. But we need to realize that when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, we nigla, the Ribbono Shel'Olam is nigla to us. We have to, right after say, Asher Kedishanu Mitzvayis V'Tzivanu, Asher Kedishanu, that He, the Ribbono Shel Olam, commanded us the mitzvahs, He was Mekadosh us. What does that mean? We don't really have a concept of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is truly hidden from us. We can't possibly really understand. That's Noichach Baruch Atah Hashem that's found by us. Like we're speaking face to face with Hashem. We say Baruch Atah Hashem, you. And some of the Mefarshim explain, we say if someone is all the way, 10 miles away, you don't say, blessed are you, you can't hear. Atah means it's mamash panim upon him. We have to realize that we're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. For Omra Shekhon says it benista, Lakvoya bin Hashem to Mikaveya in our nefesh. Sha'abishu Nimsa bin Forsim, even though the Ribbono Shel Olam is Nimsa in the world, and we could see him, and we have to look, and he's there. Mahus mitzvahs in Nista bin Elam, it's really hidden from us. The Mahus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the true accuracy of the Ribbono Shel Olam is certainly hidden from us. She ever dar barak benista, I can't take on dar bezeh. Okay, he says different pshat. He doesn't like this pshat. We're going to just say his pshat. Ani Yomer, ki min ha'yedua she Yisrael ha'yivuyim letzdavis mitzvah Hashem. Really, Klal Yisrael are not worthy to have mitzvah Hashem. Mitzad ha'yesim nechlolim v'nimshachem Adam Rishon. We all come from Adam Rishon. She'omer al tzivah Rishon. He was ma'ayver. He had one command. His command was not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And he went to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And by eating from Eitz Hadas, he made a kilkel in himself and his wife and all his children in Lo'olam Haba. In other Rishon, certainly the people that come after the Rishon, the other Rishon was created by the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're not even created directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Certainly we're going to do Chatam. He says this, really we're not worthy of getting the mitzvahs. So we say Baruch Atah Hashem, that's again that same direct connection. What's Asher Kedishanu? Not that the Ribbono Shel Olam is hidden from us. We have to have a shiftless to Adam and say is we're not worthy. We're not trying, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he gave us the mitzvahs and cast the mitzvahs. No, because Kudavram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the mitzvahs. And it was a tremendous chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam that he gave us the mitzvahs. But we're not entitled to it. So when we say Asher Kedishanu, when we talk about the mitzvahs, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, we're talking directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Baruch, whatever the word means, as we explained. When we say Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvaseh, He, not we're not talking directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam, b'mitzvaseh, that He would mekadosh us with His mitzvahs. We're not talking directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam anymore because we're not really worthy. We haka ended up getting into Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, but we should have a shiftless and realize it. V'inyan hu lahayris lanu ki Yisrael lahayruin leshi yitztavu mitzvahs mpi Hashem l'miyot hachamasam. They were not ready for it and they shouldn't have gotten it. And therefore, it's a shiftless that we have to realize that we're really not entitled to it, and it's a tremendous chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam that He gives it to us. Perhaps bringing it down a little bit of a level to understand it better, the Karakelach says, Ma'ashatiknu chacham lashon habracha nigla v'nistik deilik boya baleish hakadosh baruch hu nigla v'nistik kar v'rochik nigla v'kar mitzad haseichel. He's in the kar of mitzad haseichel and nigla v'nistik rach mitzad atzmak deilik lishma ikir azeh. And he said this is really the same chat as we said before from the Kalakemach, but there's a moridik achpritz with it I found. Just understand a little bit, like we said, if this person asked me, he wants to know is, the Rebbeinu Shalom needs our things, the Rebbeinu Shalom needs our brachas, he needs our mitzvahs, what pshat? It says in Parashas Vayikra. Vayikra, Moshe, Vaydavar, Hashem, Elov, Odom, Chiyakur, Mikam, Zok, Da'ach, Betru. Hine Amu Chazal, Rebbe, Oy, Me'ezu, Derech, Yishore, Shiyibur, Le, Odom, Kol, Shi, Tef, Eres, Le, Sevet, Tef, Eres, Le, Min, Odom. Yesh, Le, Farish, Dine, Kol, Amu, Farashim, Makshim, Ala, Provis, Korbonis, Dine, Odom, Chet, Behema, Machotav. Hine, Agam, Sheish, Bezet, Hamu, Fidas, Chok, Me'emes, Amu, Kol, Yishon, Gam, Kenef, Yaposh, Dine, Yishon, Bezet, Yoshol, Ren, Tam, Shekot, Tef, 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 They'll cover him by the Apostle of Dham. These are unbelievable words, he says. Again, he quotes a Sefer Yashua Ben Adam. She causes that Hashem made Baruch Tzivah on Olavit Oisei, the Rebbeinu Shalom commanded us to serve him, Kederach Shnei Adam Tzirich HaMasas to cover him by the Apostle of Dham. The way a person would be Mechabed, a Melech, Bas of Adam, a king of flesh and blood. Nesh Hashem made Baruch Ratza, Shneida, Eich Lavit Oisei. We have to know how to serve him. We should have the proper mayor for the Rebbeinu Shalom like we have for a king Bas Adam. He says they also have a gamkin amarak to v'ahakol yachal kamaicha. Rashi says in the Gemara on Shabbos, Gabe Oisei Agerish above the hill, Varmalai Dalcha Sani Lachavrechol Isabi. You shouldn't do what you wouldn't want your friend to do to you. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Nikur gamkin reyachal. Rebbeinu Shalom is called your reyachal. V'ahakol reyachal kamaicha. You should love the Rebbeinu Shalom. The pshat is that Achbit we're saying is that Chaz Hashem we should think that we're saying Baruch Atah Hashem we're blessing the Rebbeinu Shalom. We have no shaykhus to blessing the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom created a world that we can't understand. We're human beings of flesh and blood. We have no shaykhus to understanding the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom nonetheless says, "Serve me like you would serve a king of flesh and blood." We have to have a connection. How do we bring it down like we're saying from Nefesh HaChaim and others? Is that if we say Baruch Atah Hashem, if we think about what we're doing, we can bring down this Shef HaTayv. We have this tremendous opportunity to bring down this Shef HaTayv. There's a story, it's brought down from the Goyim. The Goyim was in a hotel, and in the hotel he saw a guy. The guy took out a bottle of whiskey and he's about to start drinking it. And the Goyim says, wait, make a bracha. The guy looks at the guy and he starts laughing. Make a bracha? You have no clue where I'm holding in life. I have no shaykhus to making a bracha. I am so far off making a bracha. I don't do mitzvahs. I don't make brachas. I don't pronounce tefillin. I don't do anything. Like, you're talking to the wrong guy here. The guy told him, listen here. One bracha you should know. It's not, if you say a bracha, you're going to get schar for it. And every bracha you don't say, you're going to get punished for it. Don't think, it doesn't matter where you're holding. Say bracha, make a bracha. They say, the story goes that he said he ended up, he listened to the guy and he made a bracha, he ended up becoming full. Okay, so, but what's the point? We make tons of brachas a day, and many of them we miss it. And we don't say Baruch Atah Hashem properly, but we don't think about it, we mumble it. But everyone counts. Don't say, I've already made 10,000 of them in the last year, so what's the point now? No, you have an opportunity, it's a very hard thing to do, we say it so many times. But the Yisrael is that we have Shivisi Hashem on the summit. Rebbeinu Shalom is always in front of us. When we say Baruch Atah Hashem, you, the Rebbeinu Shalom, we have a direct connection. He's in front of us. Of course, Asher Kedishanim and Mitzvah, we should know that the Rebbeinu Shalom, we can't really understand. He's in front of us, but we really can't understand. But I think the Pshat is in front of us, like we're saying from the Achbi Tfu, is that that's the connection we have to feel. We have to take the Rebbeinu Shalom, and at the very least, make our connection to him like we would a Melech Bas of Adam. We have to fear the Rebbeinu Shalom like we would a Melech Bas of Adam, and we have to love the Rebbeinu Shalom like a Melech Bas of Adam. Again, it's something that it needs a lot of chizuk for everybody, because it's something that we do so often, but it's taka, a thing that's proper to really work on it, to think, what are we saying? Baruch Atah Hashem. Have a good night.